Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit this evening on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Get a piece of paper and a pencil. In a few minutes, I'll give you two phone numbers. One is a worldwide number that you can call on for your questions and conversation. And the other one is one that is shared by the United States and Canada. Again, this is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. We don't have a guest tonight. We're going to talk about the wands, but man, do we have guests in May, June, and July. Wow. Every week we have somebody wonderful. Remember that our shows are archived, and for a very small fee, I promise you it is a small fee. You can either do it for a month to download something, or you can do 3 months, or you can do 6 months, or you can do 12 months. And you can go in and listen to not just our show, but everybody, station 1, 2, and 3, and enjoy those. Of course, I don't know how far back they go, and I do know that sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get them, to get the show archived. I don't think it's an instant thing, so just be patient with us. That worldwide number is 877-489-6350. The United States and Canada, you share the number 1-888-228-4494. This is an uninterrupted hour, and I do psychic readings on the phone, so you're welcome to call in with your questions. We're going to talk about the wands tonight a little bit later, but or just call in and chit-chat with me. I would love for that to happen with you. Next week, we have Cindy and Dennis Smith of Angels at Play. They're vendors at the psychic fairs, but Cindy's also a reader. But they're going to be talking about skulls. And they have in their possession a marvelous skull named Osh. But they're very knowledgeable about skulls in general. They will be my last show on Wednesday. After that, we're going to Station 1 Thursday night, 9 o'clock. And we'll celebrate. Kramer seems to be my new beginnings guy, Kramer Wetzel. It's also an astrology event, and he wanted to share it with us. Thomas Nolan will be with us on May the 8th, talking about I Ching and connecting keys to obtaining and maintaining a balanced life. He's fabulous. He's such a wonderful orator. The 15th of May, Belinda Mendoza, Feng Shui, she will be with us, so have your questions ready for both residential as well as commercial feng shui. She's CEO of Design for Energy. It's a design consulting firm specializing in feng shui. It wears many hats in the feng shui world. And then after that, I'll be doing the show from New York. I'm visiting with a friend of mine, and Jackie Lappin is going to be with us. She's written a wonderful book called The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. Great book. I've had fun reading it. It's an interesting concept. And it goes on and on and on for the rest of the year. So this changing to Station 2 opens up a lot of doors. On Thursday night, I'll be on next Wednesday and next Thursday because we're making that change. Wednesday is still 7:55, and Thursday changes us to 9 o'clock for, again, an uninterrupted hour. So, and, of course, those will be archived as well. And we have a few housekeeping things to take care of tonight. We have some workshops here in the Austin area, led by Spirit, LED by Spirit. It's a workshop being put on by Chris Kopacz, K-O-P-A-C-Z, Kopacz, Chris Kopacz. This is an opportunity to develop the skills that you already possess. She and I have the same idea that we're born. We all come in here with certain abilities, and we just have to decide, number one, if we're going to develop them, how we're going to do it, and then most important, how we're going to use them. So go on to Led by Spirit, www.ledbyspirit.com. That evening, that day, it's a two-day workshop. I think she's charging $125, but you can check that out. Myra Atkins is going to be doing an introduction to orbs. I'm fascinated by orbs. Those are those little colored things or clear things that look like little balls. Linda Drake is doing, who's written a couple of books, who's doing Messages of Empowerment, and you can check out more of hers on www.lindadrakebooks.com. She also has a workshop that we'll talk about in a few minutes coming up. And I'm going to be doing at Chris's workshop, Tarot, a Psychic Tool. Check out my website, www.elaineirelandpsychic.com. Lisa West, who is a licensed vocational nurse, but she's going to be talking about Eastern versus Western medicine. She's also doing massage school. She's really a very talented lady. Dee Dee Patterson, psychic and medium, uses of the pendulum. Adrienne Goff, G-O-F-F, crystal healing. She's her workshop is crystals and energy healing. Neil and Elizabeth Carmen, uses of essential oils. Go on their website. Fascinating people. They wrote The Cosmic Cradle, and the name of their website is www.cosmiccradle.com. Huge book. It's not meant for evening reading, but it is definitely has fabulous messages. The cost of the workshop includes a Saturday night meal, but people do need to bring their lunches and some snacks and stuff like that. So go on and check it out. Linda Drake, I need to give you the dates on that, don't I? Where did it go? Okay, a two-day event, April the 26th and 27th. It's being held at at Chris's home. It's a beautiful lakeside home. It's just a gorgeous setting. Linda Drake's it's a two-day interactive workshop. It's about issues and healing your issues. It's being taught by Linda Drake and Abraham. She channels Abraham. She's one of the clearest channels I've ever met in my entire lifetime. That Saturday from about 9 o'clock check-in time, all-day workshops till 6, and then on Sunday from 10 to 6. It's $225 with advanced registration or $250 at the door. Check, cash, money order, that sort of thing. Includes a step-by-step manual walking you through the healing process. That's going to be at the Norris Conference Center on West Anderson Lane. You can go onto her website, check out more about it. www.lindadrakebooks.com. You can sign up by going to www.smarttix.com. Check those out. I'll be helping with that workshop, but I'm not presenting or anything. But come by and say hello. I love to meet folks. I'll be doing a small, short presentation at Chris's, but also part of the evening gallery readings, which means you can ask questions. Chris and I and Linda and I think Dee Dee, I'm not sure, are going to be answering questions on Saturday and probably Sunday as well. So come join us. These are, I have to admit that Linda's workshop is potentially a little more intense, but everybody's got issues to heal. And Chris's is not necessarily just a beginner's workshop, but will give you some good general information about a variety of subjects. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. Let me give you those phone numbers again. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide, any place except the United States and Canada. You folks share 1-888-228-4494. Remember, this is a call-in show. I welcome your phone call. I still haven't had that Canadian call, so please, please, please. Remember, we're changing times and dates and stations as of May the 1st. I'm excited about that. Cindy and Dennis Smith with us next week about skulls. We'll start out May with Kramer. He's got some goodies to share with us. I want to ask you folks two questions off of my list of eight. I've thrown these questions out before. I really am serious about wanting answers. They're fun. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What three people, living or dead, would you want to join for a meal? All together or separately? Think about those. You're welcome to call in. I would love to have your answers. We're going to talk about the wands tonight. Most of you folks know that I'm a tarot person. I have a real affinity for the tarot. Grew up with it, learned how to read the tarot, looking over relative shoulders. But then as I got older, I decided, hey, I need to read a little bit about these things. When we began to travel the world as military folks, my mom would pick up books and things like that for me now. every now and then. And, gosh, I wish I had those books. I have no idea where they are. They're all gone. But nonetheless, I learned a little bit about the technical aspect of the tarot and the written word, because before that it had just been word of mouth, which is traditionally how most people in the past, oh, I'd say probably up until around the 40s or 50s here in the United States, learned how to read the cards, because there were not that many books in America. Tons of books in Europe. Tons. And if you stop and think about who wrote the books that are now considered the classics of the tarot, they're mostly European. The closest we have are folks that have published after the 60s. So if you're interested in the tarot decks, try to find old materials and read those first, even if you have to go to a library or some place where you have to sit and read there. And I had an opportunity one time to read an ancient book that had been written in France with English translations beside it. Had to wear white gloves and the whole thing, and had to put my hands through a glass case and all that. Couldn't even bring it out. It was a wonderful experience, and the colors were just gorgeous. So it was only the minor arcana. So if you get a chance, if you're interested in the tarot at all, the tarot is such a historical piece of literature as such. It's not just pretty pictures on a card, and I think a lot of people don't realize that until they get caught up in the tarot and actually learning about what their meanings mean. But please keep in mind that everything we see today in a tarot card, pretty much after the Swiss deck or the Rider-Waite deck, even the Rider-Waite deck, 20 years of research, Waite being the artist, was researched for 20 years before he put anything to pen. So even that deck in its completeness, and that's what I encourage people to learn the tarot from, because it is so inclusive, numerology, astrology, the Kabbalah, as reflected in the Ten of Pentacles and throughout. There's even a little bit of I Ching in it. Color, everything about color that you could possibly want to know. Every single line, every single symbol on every single tarot deck has a meaning. And even after all these years, a student will ask me something, and I'll look at it and go, you know, I don't know why that bird is there. So it makes me go off on a search to find out. So with almost every set of people who come to me for me to share my knowledge with, and I hesitate to call them a student because they already know I learned something. It's amazing how much we come into this world being aware of symbols, universal meaning for symbols. And then, of course, they have a mirror image of what they mean to us, the symbols to us. It's not even a translation of the cards. It's more an explanation. I use the cards when I do psychic readings, but when I do psychic readings, they're getting my psychic ability as well as the card knowledge and information from their guides, because their guides are directing what symbols and what cards to be thrown out in front of me for me to share with them and discuss with the quorant, the person getting the reading. So it's not just throwing pretty pictures there and playing with the cards, but it's amazing how often I can start with the first class and just throw out a card there and say, okay, all five of you people or more, tell me what this card means to you. And it's amazing how right on they can be. And we'll dissect a card, the color, the symbols, the behind, what did they get when they first looked at the card separate and apart? What did they hear in their head? What did they feel in their heart? All of that is part of the translation of the tarot cards. The suit of wands, the wands look like a stick, like you tear off of a tree, and it has new growth on it, which is very symbolic in terms of new beginnings and stability. It's also indicative of change, because, as we all know, a tree grows and dies and grows and dies and grows and dies. The buds do anyway. So it speaks of change, which is a good thing in most cases. But it represents not the actual cash value of your earnings. That's the pentacle. That's the little gold coin. But how we get that cash, how we get that cash value. Did we inherit the property? Did we work for it? Did we have a great idea? Did we win the lotto? How did we get, are we a trust fund baby? How do we get the cash that comes in to pay the bill? That's what the suit of the wands represent. If we're talking about a person, because there is a king and a queen and a knight and a page of wands, as there are in all four suits, then we're talking about wand people, and they are typically earthy and optimistic in nature. The optimism is shown by the new growth on every wand, new beginnings. They love to get their hands in the dirt. They create new ventures and enjoy life. Nothing that happens ever seems to burden them. Wands tell us that they're sensitive to others' needs and wants in all areas of life. They're hardworking. They defend their homes or their careers. And that's just second nature to the wands. They don't even think about it. They just do it naturally. This is another suit that is very sensitive and psychic. Very, very, very. There's plenty of strife represented in the wand suit, but nothing that they will not make an attempt to fix or correct. The wand suit also brings in things like planning, organizing, research, that sort of thing. And it demonstrates the planning that goes on into maintaining the life that they desire. They're typically hard workers, but they also have a flow about them. And that's represented by the wands. That's represented by the energy of the wands, like the flow of nature in the passing of the greenery. But there's always the hope and knowledge that the greenery will be back unless the tree or the plant is just totally devastated. Something will sprout. I have a mimosa tree in the backyard right now that's a perfect example. It got hit by lightning a couple of years ago, and 99.9% of its stalk is dead, and yet it has one stalk that's grown probably to 10 feet maybe or more that has lots of greenery on it. It is just hanging on. A friend of mine worked in the backyard today, and he said, let's just let this one bloom. Then when it dies back, then we'll cut this old, old, old dead. We'll cut it down to a stump, and it will probably all grow again. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's that beginning, that renewal that goes on with the wands. Very, very renewing in a set. Wands show us how to use the resources that are available to us in a way that can make us happy and successful. Wand energy works well with pentacle energy to make the success as financially solid as possible. Remember, the pentacles are cash. Now, this suit can also identify the military, especially if the Hierophant or the Justice card, which are both major arcana cards, if they show up somewhere in the suit or especially facing one of the wands, especially one of the wand people, the king, the queen, the knight, or the page. We're going to start with the Ace of Wands. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. This is bbsradio.com. The phone numbers that you can call in tonight are worldwide. That's anywhere except the United States and Canada. 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share the phone number of 1-888-228-4494. Call in. I have an uninterrupted hour tonight. Would love to have your input, your challenging questions. Call, just keep me company. I get tired of talking to myself. I would love to have your company. Okay, the Ace of Wands. Keeping in mind that all aces are offerings, all of them. You don't have to take it. But this one represents career opportunity. It can mean the beginning of material stability or even a new enterprise. In some cases and combinations, it can mean inheritance. If it's combined with the Ten of Pentacles, that represents, the Ten of Pentacles itself is the Kabbalah card. And that is the business of family and family business. It can mean that the family is ready to back that person in a business venture, or there will be an inheritance to work with. Now, inheritance doesn't have to be $1 million. Inheritance can be a piece of land that's converted to something. It can be jewelry. I've had people tell me they've gotten objects that have inspired them to go on and create other things. So keep an open mind when it comes to the word inheritance. If it's combined with the Ace of Pentacles, because aces are offerings and pentacles are cash, we know that there's a wonderful opportunity for money in the horizon. Now, Ace of Wands and Ace of Pentacles together can sometimes mean, yes, you're going to get the job, and yes, it's going to be an increase in pay. but not necessarily. It could be get off your duff and start that new business. The money and the opportunity to do it is coming your way. You know, inventions. This is a time when you have the Ace of Wands to encourage people to use their imagination. Now, if the card is reversed, expected offers or hoped for offers are probably not forthcoming. And there's an opportunity, a possibility that there's an ending to the present earning ability. Present earning. Maybe they're afraid they're going to get fired or laid off from a job. You know, you can ask them that. Look around to see if there are any of the deception cards, like the Devil card showing up, the Seven of Swords. That's the Stink Thief card. And there might be somebody that's taking something from them. Maybe their ideas, maybe their time. Or see if there's any sign of ill health approaching that could cause the setback. And that would be the two, can possibly be the Two of Cups. It has the little medical symbol there, and if it's in reverse, there's that certain possibility. The Five of Pentacles, which is the Worry card in an upright position. And another thing is a career promise will not or cannot be kept. And that can be for a number of reasons. Not that your quarant does not have the abilities. It could be that the company is getting ready to fold, or the person who promised you the position no longer has the authority. So that's just an opportunity for your quarant to look elsewhere. In reverse, this card has shown up for someone who was hired for a particular position, and suddenly the position no longer existed, or they were asked to go to another position in the company. I've had that happen a number of times where I'll tell somebody that, gosh, they're going to have a choice, and they say, well, I start Monday at this particular position, and then they call me a couple weeks later and say, you know, I was there for 2 days, and they sent me over to whatever. So the choice is usually theirs to make about accepting that new opportunity or not. The Two of Wands, shows a well-dressed, what looks like a gentleman, standing on perhaps patio, a stone patio, with a globe, the world, in his hands, in his left hand. We're seeing his back. He's overlooking a nice countryside with a little, what looks like some water down there. There is a wand standing up behind him, which says where he's been. He holds a wand in his left hand, which says opportunity. Obviously, he's made it. This is a mature and wealthy person. He's standing, waiting for his ship to come in. This is a confident person. He's holding the world in his hands. He's utilized everything that he's ever been exposed to or learned about to get to this level of success. There are a lot of browns and oranges on this card. Brown is legal and logic color. The oranges are active energy. There's green, which is newness. There's even on the left side, there's what looks like lilies, two red ones and two white ones. White, of course, is purity and clarity, and red is the active energy. Let's go. Let's get it done. I call it the kick in the butt color. This is a wonderful spirit to be associated with because he almost never is depressed, and not just because he's successful, but he's been successful because he hasn't let things hold him down, but he's been fair. Two is a balance number. And two is also the number that says, okay, I'm willing to create something. I'm bringing myself and an idea, that sort of thing, creating things. Don't assume that this card is meant just for men. It's not. I've seen it show for many successful women in all walks of life. These people often have a hard time remaining optimistic as they try to enjoy their successes. Not that they're not self-confident. They just are always kind of waiting for the other foot to drop, and yet with a chuckle in their throat at the same time. They can be afraid that they'll lose it all, so they tend to work a little harder and enjoy the rewards less and less. So we have to keep them, we have to remind them they need a vacation every now and then. Sometimes it's hard for them to find inner peace that should be learned from their successes. Now, I can say this knowing that by the time they reach their 50s and 60s, they know they've made it. They're not going to lose it. And that's when they tend to enjoy the older kids, the grandkids. They're more likely to turn things over to their head person in the office or wherever and take those vacations. Go fishing every now and then. It's a very creative person trying to function in a very logical situation. Yeah. We all know what it's like. We've all heard the stories about the artist who, or the musician. And we've heard trouble that artists and musicians have gotten into because all they want to do is do their thing. And they don't worry about paying the bills. Or maybe they halfway worry about paying the bills. And they think that all the money that they're making is going into some magic bank account over here and some magic person is buying property and setting them up for life. How many times have you heard that? That's scary for successful people. And that's why this Two of Wands person is very careful about where their money's going. They're very likely to have a weekly conversation or more with their CPA and their business investor, overseeing things. In reverse, stress patience with the Courant, with themselves and with others. It's part of that worry thing. Sometimes they misrepresent their successes or they flat out lie about who they are and what they have accomplished. That's when the Two of Wands is in reverse. It can mean that someone has been given credit for their work when they didn't do it. Maybe they came up with an idea, but they're not the one that took care of it. They're not the one that actually did it, but they claim they did. And, of course, this situation can happen in a company where your ideas are their ideas. In the past, we all know of corporations that took other people's ideas and claimed it as their own, or the people never got the benefit of public knowing who actually had that million-dollar idea. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit. This is BBS Radio Talk Show, but you already know that, bbsradio.com. The worldwide number is 877-489-6350. That's worldwide. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. We invite you to call in anytime and often. You know, just because you're one person, you can have five things to say. If you need to call in more than once, you're perfectly welcome to do that. We're changing stations next week. Well, actually, not next week, the next week. May 1st, we're going to Station 1 at 9 o'clock on Thursday with tons of really fun people and interesting people for them to share their knowledge with you, the world. So join us. Next week, we have Cindy and Dennis Smith from Angels at Play to talk about skulls and the interest, major interest, that these beautiful crystal skulls have had, especially the last 2 years, and all kinds of reasons why, and telling us about the skulls, and of course, Max and Osh and some other wonderful skulls. The Three of Wands. It shows another figure. We're watching the figure in from the back. Two stakes are behind him or her. The right hand holds one stake, one wand. And the number three is a fruition number. Two things have come together to make a third. You and an idea made a business. You and a partner made a baby. Something three. So we're looking for both new beginnings and closures. Because every time we have a new beginning, we have a closure of some sort. That means we're done with something. We're moving on. Sometimes closures to an old and difficult situation. It may be difficult to get all parties to sit down and talk about it, so we approach the main character in the drama and hope that we can get through to him. That's what this card is all about. It's time to move on. There is success already. Sometimes I've wondered if the descriptions and even the physical descriptions of the two and the three have been reversed somewhere in history. Because it seems like this card and the meaning for the number three should actually be the meaning for the number two and vice versa. Because this one is, the other one says, the number two says, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. This one says, it's already come in, now what? We've gone through some real grit and grud to get to this number three spot. Even with his back turned, there can be resolution to any difficult situation. That's major with this. To get past it, this Courant must not be stubborn or the hard-headed person that he tends to be. This is one of those things where he needs to back off. He may be successful, but that does not give him the right to behave in a manner that will cause ill feelings or even be destructive or cause destruction to other people. So sometimes when I get this card, depending on what other cards are around it, this person often feels like they've been left out or didn't get the credit, and they're reacting to that. His success could have been achieved in a hit-and-miss manner, and if he continues with this attitude, it'll only backfire on him. So this is trying to get through to somebody who basically is fearful at this point. Be very careful of pride and arrogant behavior. Check for legal problems or any other card that would indicate strife with business partners, employers, employees. This card comes up a lot for people that are heads of departments where a project has not gone well, or even a company that's folding, maybe a small business of some sort. So another meaning can be that there are two successes behind this person, and there's another opportunity at hand. So we look at the other aces, Ace of Wands, career opportunities, Ace of Pentacles for monies, Ace of Emotions even, for people coming in that care about this person and they're willing to support them. This card also appears for those who are on the mend and are ready to take their successes even further, which is great, like another climb up the ladder. One wand is firmly held to show that they have experience and knowledge. The other two are there to be used in whatever way is needed to ensure success and peace of mind. I say on the mend because of the green fabric over the shoulder. Green is the color for healing. His cloak is red. That's the kick in the butt color. Let's go. So he's really ready and willing to do whatever is needed to help himself and those that he wants to bring along with him or he feels deserve to go with him. He has a flat, barren area to step forward on, indicating few, if any, obstacles to overcome, which is great. We can almost hear him say, bring it on, I'm ready. A little bit of self-confidence out of control there, maybe. In reverse, there is no resolution. This person is not as successful as represented. There is no going forward, no advancement, no offer of any kind that could be useful to the quarant. I know that sounds scary, doesn't it? That's almost like there's no hope. However, I've had this card in reverse for the person who was offered an opportunity that was not as forceful or profitable as hoped, but did accept it with hopes of more to come. It's like going to work for somebody who says, you know, for the first 6 months, it's going to be hard around here. We're going to put in a lot of hours. Can only give you so much an hour, but if you'll just stick with it, I promise you, you'll make double the salary in a year. And you have faith in them, so you stick around. This can be a shy and meek person who's unwilling to take advantage of opportunity. Now, don't be offended by that word advantage. It simply means taking action when an opportunity permits or is encouraged. But sometimes people are shy. They are meek. They don't have the confidence. Or sometimes they don't recognize it as an opportunity. So even if they got hit over the head, they wouldn't see it. And this energy can be translated as a negative force around a business venture. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit on VBSradio.com. Those phone numbers, and I'm getting lonesome here, those phone numbers worldwide, 877-489-6350, United States and Canada. Please call in on 1-888-228-4494. Remember, we're changing times and dates and stations. We're just making a whole big change here. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland is moving from Wednesdays to Thursday at 9 p.m. on Station 1. And with that, we're having a whole slew of, that's an old-fashioned word, slew, kind of southern. I am in Texas. Wonderful guests. I've just been blessed with some fabulous people that are coming over, book writers and very wise people that are going to be a lot of fun. And Kramer Wetzel is going to start us off. Seems like he's always on that first show, that first opportunity. So Kramer will be with us on May the 1st. Dennis and Cindy Smith of Angels at Play. They are vendors, but Cindy's also a professional psychic. Her husband is, both of them are just fabulously knowledgeable about crystals and books and just about anything you'd want to ask them. But they're going to be here next week to discuss skulls, like Max and Osh and whoever else they want to talk about. Interesting, why those energies are so important to us right now. The Four of Wands, this is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. Glad you joined me tonight. I know you're out there. I can feel you. I know you're there. So, the Four of Wands. Remember that the four is the number four foundation, the four corners of a foundation. So we know that all is on a solid foundation that allows even more growth. And remember, wands have growth on them. So this is a great position to be in to get the Four of Wands. Now, the picture itself is very yellow, very, very yellow. The wands, of course, are brown. You've got what looks like a castle. You've got what looks like a man and a woman, and they've got bouquets in their hands. There are no children on this card. This is kind of an adult card. But the number four tells us that we've got perfected work, domestic tranquility, and prosperity, especially with or without coins. You've got, with or without emotion, you've got tranquility and prosperity, plus an opportunity to do more. This is also a card of unexpected good fortune. It can mean the gathering of friends and family, especially when it's accompanied by the Two of Cups, because that's and the Three of Cups, which is a celebration card, or any of the aces that imply offerings of some sort based on friendship. Is there about to be a wedding? Is there a family reunion? How about a high school or college reunion? Maybe this is a suggestion to put one together, especially if you get the Three of Cups together. That's the party card. You want to think about that. This card says that projects are completed successfully. We're giving time for rejoicing, relaxation. If this card comes up with the travel card, the sword, what is it, five or six of swords? Oh, I just lost it. Which represents the travel card. It's time to go play. I have a really good friend who's a bookkeeper. Have another one that's a CPA. April the 16th, they're gone. Gone for a week. And then they come back and they start working on the extensions. But they're gone. They're gone to Tahoe. They're gone to Reno. They're gone to Europe. They're gone to Mexico. They're hitting that 9-day cruise ship, getting out of Dodge. And they've been working hard. They deserve it. They come back with a rejuvenated sense of what they're doing. So this card says, go do that. Have fun. Relax. Its new opportunities are available for reestablishing old friendships and better understanding in current involvement. That's good. This card also includes happy outcomes for business associations. You can expect prosperity and peace because of the energies that have been put forth, the hard work that's been put forth. Know that your efforts are appreciated and that associates are grateful to you for your support. That's an important meaning of this card. Have confidence that your efforts are appreciated and that associates are grateful to you for your support. Your support of them, their ideas, their hard work. This is really important sentence for this Four of Wands. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. Let's look at this card in reverse. Something or someone has blocked completion of a project. Look around for other court cards, and the court cards mean king, queen, knight, page, or other wands that can express combative forces such as the ace of wands, and that shows people battling, trying to stay on top of the hill. There may still be a chance to complete the project, but it will be very hard work, and you would question the validity of putting so much energy into something with so little return. So you need to talk about that with your coin. One runs the risk of very negative feelings being created amongst the key players in that situation. Sometimes it's best to just walk away and start out another day. This is a perfect example with this card in reverse, the Four of Wands in reverse, about picking your battles, even though it doesn't look like a battle card. Look for the Two of Wands in the seventh house of one-to-one relationships. The seventh house, when you lay out your deck, or 13 card layout, you start to the left and you lay six cards going to your right. Each one of those 13 houses is an astrological house. So bear with me here and use your imagination. You've laid the card down to the left. You go to the right for six cards. You go up to lay another layer going from left to right. So go to your right, lay down that sixth card. Right above it, you put the seventh card. That is the house of one-to-one relationships. This could mean that someone is still trying to create a successful ending to a situation. Again, think and talk about the end results and how all involved would react if it were not as successful as hoped. an important statement we need to give thought to and consider end results and how everybody involved would react if it were not as successful as hoped. So we have to give other people's ideas and attitudes and hopes and fears their credence so we can work through a difficult situation, because the Two of Wands might have fallen into the seventh house. So that's where astrology comes in with the Tarot. So you need to know a little bit about, I've created a layout, which I call a cheat sheet, which is available independent of the kit that I'm putting together. But I've never seen a layout like this before. There's one for the Celtic, the 13 card, and the 7 card reading. And it describes each house as you are using it. And even when you put the card down, you can still see the meaning of that house. So it's a great cheat sheet. If you want one, let me know. Contact me at area code 512-922-4723. Or go online at www.ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And information about the whole kit. The information that I'm reading from and interjecting other little goodies as I go is the basic book that I put together. There are tons of books out there. This is a very, very, it's called the Primer. The kit is called the Ireland Primer, Tarot, a Beginning, the Ireland Primer, and it's purposely written, I hate to say on a sixth grade level, but it's written very simply, very directly and very simply, giving you opportunity to acknowledge your psychic ability as you use the cards. I don't want to say that this is the only way it can be interpreted, because it isn't. You've got your own. It's just the basics. You go from here. Okay. BBSradio.com. You're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, call me on 1-888-228-4494. Be with us next week for Cindy and Dennis Smith of Angels at Play. Talk about the crystal skulls. The week after that will be next week will be the last week on this time and date. We're changing May the 1st to Thursday night at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time on Station 1. I'm excited. And we are cram-packed with fun people. So keep us in mind as you're going through your evening. If you can join us, please do. We have time for one more card. It's called the Five of Wands. The number five represents strife and change. So the stability of number four is threatened. However, the positive side of number five is that growth can come from it. So let's not be so afraid of any strife, any quarrel, or general negativity that this card can represent, because sometimes it makes us. Yeah, I know you're saying, yeah, right, but it does not mean that all is lost. It means that there may be difficulty in accomplishing, even planning and research. There may be something else that's needed for a successful condition, but it's definitely a time for planning and research, definitely a time to snoop around to see what else you can find. This is especially true if the Quarant's trying to create a new business. You know, sometimes we can have all kinds of information available to us. It's valid today, but it may not be in 30 days. So before we sign those commitment papers, before we sign that lease to open a new store or something, we need to check again, go through everything one more time, ask those questions over again. Make sure laws, rules, and regulations have not changed. Check, and double check. But you also continue with your plans. You just be prepared for maybe legal delays, competition, interference from unexpected sources. You know, you sign your deal today, your contract today, for a five-year lease for a bookstore space, and you look across the street, and somebody else just opened in the shopping center across the street a bookstore. You know, so those unexpected things, you have to be able to bend and lean a little way and go off a little bit. Think outside the box. Be constantly ready for those little messes. In reversed, there's some drawbacks, but the effort will be well worth it. Be careful to be complete. All needed research before you go in. We just had that. Sometimes the needed information is not available or is in flux. Now, that's true in cases of medical, legal, so forth materials, make certain to have the very latest of quality information. Be sure to encourage the court to recheck all federal, state, and local records that pertain to any given situation. Already said that, but can't say it enough. Because if you end up getting in some sort of legal information, a strife, or hopefully you don't, you can always say, you know, you didn't tell me. I asked you directly, and you didn't tell me. I asked you on this date at this time, and you didn't tell me, and you knew. So that's why you always search, 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 check, and double check. I'm surprised that Seth has not whispered in my ear yet to tell me that it's time to go off. So one more time, let me tell you that you've been going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland. We've gotten to the Five of Wands. We'll pick up on the Six of Wands another day. I'm delighted that you were with me this evening. Keep in mind that we are changing channels. I've already told you that. You can reach me at area 512-922-4723, or you can go on the website at www.ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And I am available for readings. Did you know I'm also a minister? How about that? I am a minister. I can marry you. And I do commitment ceremonies as well. I have a lot of fun doing weddings. In fact, I'm planning, visited with a young lady today for her July the 4th wedding. July the 4th in Texas, outside no less, on a lovely patio by a pool, but it's still going to be hot. We're hoping that the mosquitoes will not find us that night. We have time for one more card, the Six of Wands. This I call the victory card. It shows a gentleman, and I think interestingly enough, looking away from us. Again, the backside, not quite the backside. He's the head of the horse that he's riding is on the right-hand side of the card. Excuse me. He has six wands. One of them has a victory laurel hanging from it, and on his head looks like the victory laurel card, a crown. The horse is gray, which is wisdom, knowledge, and experience. So everything he's been through has given him that. The horse itself has a green, kind of a chartreuse. In some decks, I've seen it a deep, 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 deep green with kind of gold stripes on it. But in this card, this deck, it's a solid, almost looks like chartreuse, yellowy green, which shows healing. Some major words. The number six takes us back to stability because we've already got four in there. Harmony and integration. I think the word integration is the key word here. What did we bring together in this struggle? Because if you use the word victory, there's been a struggle of some sort. And it doesn't necessarily mean just a career. In career energies, it could be that maybe you had some illness or you had a divorce or your business bombed a couple of times before you finally got to this point. But there's been strife, and now success is at hand. It indicates the outcomes relating to love, health, finance, and career. Everything is well-being. The energy is positive and powerful because of the messages of success. You know, what's success to you might not be success to me. Some people are not happy until they made that million, and then they want 5 million, and then they want 10 million, and then they look around, and their kids are grown, and where did that wife go? She was so pretty. Oh, yeah, we divorced. You know, so what's success to you? Look at the other cards around this one to see what area or areas the cards are talking about. This is probably the most general meaning in the wands suit because it applies to not just your career success or your job success. You know, not everybody has a career. We use that word loosely. In the old days, a career meant you got a degree and you became a doctor or something that needed a certification or a license of some sort. If you went to work at the Five and Dime and you cash registered forever, that was considered a very good job. But it wasn't considered a career unless you climbed the ladder at HEB and you became a manager. Then you could say you had a career with HEB. See the difference? So we use that word a lot. Now, doesn't matter. If you've stuck with something for a long time, you've had a career. And that's good. Not only has this court been successful, they're attempting to integrate, there's that word, that success into their daily lives. They're trying to grasp where this success fits in all areas of their being. See, that's why I say this card is the most general of all of the wands in its meaning. I've seen this card even appear for recent lotto winners, huge inheritances, unexpected bonuses, stock market winning earnings, and now they're going to take that money or that energy. Maybe they're going to put the first $5,000 into raising some money, and they're going to challenge other corporations to do that. But they're still using something they've earned in order to get other positive energies. It's a happy time for the Quarant, no matter what. I've had this card come up for newlyweds. I've had it come up for all kinds of fun and exciting things. Money and career is great. Health is stable. Relationships are in good order. And all they have to do is enjoy it. Oh, what a trick that can be for a wand personality. Enjoying that energy. Of course, work comes from making sure all of this victory is used in a positive and growing manner. Wand personality can't enjoy the money or the success unless they continue to see it grow. I know. Which means they tend to work harder. We do have to stay on top of victory. Okay. Or we lose it. I'll leave you hanging for the reverse for next time we talk about the wands. This has been Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com, and I hope you'll join me next week for the very last show on Wednesday night. I'm excited about it and kind of sad, but we are changing. Thank you so much for having been with me this evening. And if you can't join me in the future for some reason because of your schedule, know that you'll be missed. Have a great week. Don't forget to share a smile with someone. Thank you. Good night.